Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Metlock. Before we bring Brother Metlock on, I'd like to open the line as we have two prayer requests. Caller 2542, please state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I want to thank you all for praying for me, and I'm asking you to continue to pray for me in my spiritual journey. And also pray for my family, as well as my son, Kimber, that all go well with him. And thank you so much. And pray for me for my health. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 3964, please state your request. 3964, please state your request. Okay, it seems that caller 3964 may have inadvertently pressed number one. So it is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I'm asking for prayer on behalf of my daughter, who is in a scholarship fundraising opportunity at this time with the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, to raise scholarship money. So I'm asking you all to please pray for us that we put forth the diligent effort to raise as much as we possibly can. Anyone who would like to make a contribution, if you are my Facebook friend, there'd be ways to make a contribution that way. And also reach out if you would like to assist in the fundraising process. We're getting ready to do a popcorn pop-up store at the end of the week, going through the weekend through Monday. If you would like to contribute by just creating a store and selling popcorn for us, it would be greatly appreciated. Again, thank you all so much for everything, for being with us on a daily basis, and for your continued prayers. I now bring you Brother Patrick Metlock. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. We're so thankful for each and every one of you that are on the call, those of you that are on the Blog Talk side of things. Thank you, Danielle, for what you do every day. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for continuing to sponsor this particular ministry Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. as well, 7 a.m. Eastern. And we want to thank each and every one of you that are on the Blog Talk side of this. On Tuesdays, I actually do a simulcast on Facebook Live. And so I see there are roughly 12 or so that are on that side. So we appreciate each and every one of you. And if I haven't called your name yet, or if, as has been indicated, if there are other prayer requests that you may have, then you can actually put those, and I have noted now at least three of them on the Facebook side in the comments, and then I'll try to, when I pray my prayers for Janice and for Danielle, that I'll also include your prayer request as well. This is Gratitude Tuesday, number 80, and I'm pleased to be able to call this Gratitude Tuesday by the subject of cleanly rich. You've heard the term of being filthy rich, and I have just completed a two-part series on Sunday night up here speaking to daily power plays that can make and keep you rich. And so out of that presentation and study, I think that I would share with you four passages, actually including a passage or two that I did not actually share in the series, that I think should help us, because many of us or some of us may have been aware that the Powerball got to as high as $1.7 billion before somebody out there in California got all six numbers, including the red ball number. And that's not something that I generally follow, quite frankly, closely at all. But for whatever reason, it came across my eye. This I actually was because I was watching local news, and they mentioned that the Powerball got up to 1.3, but nobody won on that Saturday. And so on last Wednesday, someone hit it at, and one person, it would appear, hits it at 1.7. But let me just be very clear. Christians shouldn't play the lottery. You guys are good? You guys okay? Christians should not play the lottery. But this is not about lottery. This is about just the overall idea of wanting to be rich and having that desire. And I just want to share with you four passages of scripture that will help you to really have the same energy that people might put into trying to be filthy rich, dare I say. We should be putting the scriptures encourage us to put that energy into being, dare I say, cleanly rich. And if you have no idea what that means, then let me just give you some of the passages that would help to explain it. First of all, in Matthew 6, verse 19, the Bible says, "Do not store up for yourselves," New American Standard, "treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroys, and where thieves break in and steal." And then it ends by saying, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So in verse 20, it says, "But store for yourselves treasures in heaven." The Bible in Luke chapter 12 talks about be aware, Jesus talks in giving this, before he gives this parable, be aware and be on your guard against every form of greed. For not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of possessions. And that is just something that I think it's never bad to be aware of the fact that greed is a real big influence on our society, especially here in America. And we don't want to get caught up trying to keep up with the Joneses. And I don't know if I got any Joneses on either side of this devotional, but don't take offense if you're rich and it feels like I'm pointing toward you. In fact, I know a lot of people say, well, I'm a Jones, but I'm not one of these people you're going to try to emulate as far as riches and possessions is concerned. But a lot of times the devil pushes that agenda and pushes that narrative. You see, you hear about people that, you know, they're trying to get enough so they can make it rain and they can get all they can so they can all they get. You know, the Bible is just really not encouraging that. In fact, there in that passage in Luke chapter 12 as it goes on, and I appreciate Brother Roger Jones, I want to not yesterday, but the past Monday, that he reminded us of how that the rich man in this parable, whose land was producing some great goods, continued to say for about 10 times, he said in 2-3 verses, he says either I or my, I, my, I, my, I, mine. The idea is that, and then in the latter part of that, verse 19, he says, "So you have many goods laid up for you for many years to come. Take your ease and be merry." So the whole idea about being rich toward God, which is what verse 21 says, "So is the man who stores up treasures for himself and is rich toward God," the Bible calls him a fool. And you just really don't want to be in that category. And in fact, the fact that he quotes this gentleman in saying, "So you have many goods," and look how there's similar language here in Revelation chapter 3 in verse 17, speaking of how the church in Laodicea had resources, but they were bringing a carnal mindset into the spiritual setting. "Because you say in verse 17, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing." And that's a quote, so they apparently were actually mouthing those words. "You do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind, blind and naked." And so the idea of being rich toward God was not there. I appreciate what Paul had to say to Timothy in closing this out in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 9. We look at verse 10 and people go and they proof text that. But it's important that you look at the context as Paul was trying to teach the Timothy to make sure that he, as a spiritual leader, didn't make money the thing that he was trying to get. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. So the idea here of getting rich is getting rich at any cost. It's, you know, I'm going to do all I can to get it. And I've been around people out of the church and in the church who have that orientation. But listen to what Paul says as we close this out in verse 17. Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on uncertain riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. I appreciate those words as they close out our devotional today. And hopefully we can understand that if we can put the energy in being rich toward God, storing up for ourselves riches in good works, riches that would make us to be able to know that their treasures are being laid up in heaven. Put that same type of energy that people put toward regular money, and we'll be rich. And the scripture says we'll be rich indeed. Father, be with John Wright as he's waiting for the doctors to kind of help him to make some decisions on what he needs to do. Be with Charlene Ward as the surgery is successful, that she might be able to recover. Father, be with our military individuals as they continue to be on alert, possibly even related to this issue with Israel, and be with Israel and be with Ukraine as conflicts continue to happen in that area. Brenda is asking that ministers actually be prayed for, that they might be able to continue to deliver the word. And Father, as Sister Graham has asked her family for, asked for prayers for her family as well as herself as she continues to go along her spiritual journey. And as Danielle asked for prayers for everybody that was really on the call, really on both sides, as well as her efforts to be able to raise money for her daughter's scholarship considerations. Father, just continue to just be with us all. And help us to be what you would have us to be. Help us to say what you would have us to say. Help us to do what you would have us to do. And help us to be able to inculcate the word that we've delivered with regard to being cleanly versus filthy rich. And that whether we're still in our slippers, whether we've already made it to the corner of our offices, or whether we're still whether we've made it in the corner of our car or somewhere in between, help us to make today a day in which we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.